about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
There's only one reason a teenage girl leaps out of bed this happy on a school day.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's go start again. From coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? Please. See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions, and then you got to go into somebody dying. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but goddamn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Is Don on the phone?
I got burgers on the mind.
All right, ready?
No, you're going to be continuously ready. So I'll stop asking that. All right, take two.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Biscuits for winning.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
They're party legends.
Roll another one.
Well, this has been established.
Just like the other one.
Don't you hope to be annually pro?
This one seems to be about quit.
Boy, that seemed needlessly aggressive.
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. 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 It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
I don't want to hear from this dick.
Swallow.
Just like the other one.
Shut your face, old Kevin.
This one seems to be about
amen to that.
And I don't have another cent.
Any Hispanics in the room? Hispanic? Nah, not so much. That's a...
I love farts.
Just pass it around.
Ooh, why is my bed wet?
What's a doorstop?
Or just pass it on down.
And now.
Now, the whole Leaving Neverland thing, do you boycott bands that have covered Michael Jackson, too, if you're on the side of the accusers?
Our feature presentation.
It's a masterful work right there.
Why are we doing the morning show right? And not Bierma? He's the guy. He's the rightful guy to inherit the crown.
He's the guy.
He's the guy.
Yep.
There's your answer. There's your... By the way, there's your answer when Bean leaves. Beer mug.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We hear you.
Kevin and Beer mug.
Right.
How about just Beer mug?
Morning,
just think it out loud. Just spitballing.
Yeah, let's stop doing that. What it's about, Friday morning, the 12th of April.
Can I just Beer mug and Cato Kaelin?
Oh, now we're getting
or
somewhere.
Or Beer mug and David Lee Roth?
Also getting somewhere.
All right, good.
Cindy Brady, too. Let's throw her in there.
Sure.
Why not? Allie, question.
Yeah.
Do you ever get tired
yes.
of being oh. right all the time?
It at first, but now it's just like if I got tired every time I was right, I'd mm-hmm. never be upright because I would be dead asleep. But
yeah.
it is a lot. Like every day people are like, "My God, you were right about this again." I'm like, "Stop acting shocked. It's only hurting you."
It must in some ways it must feel like you are a god and you're giving the information to the world.
Thank you.
And the world just isn't ready to hear it yet.
And
that's high praise.
I understand that happens with most prophets, right?
Yes. Yes.
So
oh
I get it.
Is this going to go on all
yeah,
more?
How long?
I get it. Yeah, I'm not even sure what we're talking about, but I'm rolling with it.
Well, at least you're being appreciated in your lifetime. You're not going to be, you know, like Buddha or somebody who after the fact people go, "Oh, that dude was the dude." You know what I mean? At least
yeah.
you're getting the, you know, you're getting the praise today.
Thank you.
I bring this up, I mean, you're wrong about the driveway, but other than that, I bring this
right.
up because
that.
You guys saw this in the news yesterday, but it's worth sharing with our listeners who missed it.
It's estimated there are about 120 million smart speakers in homes across the U.S.
But Don Daler reports sometimes Amazon's Alexa isn't the only one listening.
Okay. How long have you been saying that anything in your home since, that can hear you is going to hear you?
Since the Roomba came out, I've been saying that. Thank you.
Pretty solid record.
Thank you.
She goes all the way back to the first machine that we, the first microwave, the first coffee maker. She was like, don't do it, people. Yeah. You're going to regret it.
People started using the printing press, and she was like,
In the classic 2001, A Space Odyssey, a sentient computer keeps an eye and ear on the human it's meant to help.
Just what do you think you're doing, Dave?
How many times have we asked that question, by the way?
Right.
What do you think you're doing, Dave?
Not unlike today's digital assistants.
Alexa, turn on the fan. Okay.
Now, does Alexa only turn on the fan, or does Alexa turn on the blender and somehow kill you, Allie?
I'm saying we're one step away from that.
Mm-hmm.
We are.
But according to an investigation by Bloomberg News, that Alexa in your home isn't the only one listening in. Amazon has thousands of employees poring over audio clips, some allegedly recorded when owners didn't know Alexa was eavesdropping.
Okay, so it's not just that you're being recorded. Mm-hmm. It's that there are people working for Amazon who are listening to the conversations that you have in your house when you haven't even said the word Alexa.
It's almost like I told you this was happening.
It's almost like you tried to stop this technology from arriving.
Yeah.
You're like, don't let it happen. And by the way, when I was in Britain last month, the apartment where I was staying, flat, had an Alexa, and I kind of started to dig it. I kind of started to like it and use it. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm the one who's been saying, I don't think I need one. I don't know why I would want one.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed it. It was kind of fun, to tell you the truth.
Did you order one? Do you have one on the way now?
I don't. Okay. And thank God I won't ever, thanks to Allie in this report.
Amazon confirmed the recordings in a statement, explaining that the information helps us train our speech recognition and natural language understanding systems, so Alexa can better understand your requests.
Now, I get what they're trying to do there is make the product better and more responsive.
Mm-hmm.
Not a good enough reason, right?
Not when it's not supposed to be listening to you.
Yeah, if they had certain test families, that would be fine.
Sure, like, they give you a heads up.
Alert them, Are you cool with that?
Yeah, because you don't know.
No.
My first reaction was, this is creepy, but it's not surprising at all.
Wired Magazine Editor-in-Chief Nicholas Thompson.
If you put a recording device in your home, stuff in your home will be recorded.
You might as well get that tattooed on you, Allie.
Yeah. I mean,
seriously, that's your motto. Mm-hmm.
According to the report, Amazon workers hear up to 1,000 audio clips a day that sometimes include personal conversations, even among children, sounds from private moments, and potentially criminal activities such as sexual assault.
Oh, dear God. It just gets worse. They're recording your kids. They're recording your sexy time.
And they're recording rapes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you would think that if there's at least one benefit of them hearing a crime being committed, is it that they would be able to do something about it?
Amazon says those employees do not know the identities of the people they're listening to.
So they just are hearing crimes and going, oh, too bad we can't do anything about that. But at least we got to hear the family next door doing it.
It's weird that they can't figure out who the identities are, though, right?
I mean, it seems
impossible. So.
That would be very Big Brother-ish, though, if they...
Really don't know that they know exactly where those voices are coming from?
So you think they're only admitting to so much?
Yes!
And the rest of protecting. But do you kind of want them knocking at your door going, one of our employees last night heard you talk about how you were going to cheat on your taxes this year. Would you come downtown, please? That's not what we want, right?
Oh, it's not what we want, but it's what's happening.
Okay.
I'm starting to think she works for them.
Yeah.
And it's just alerting us to the work she's got.
Inside information.
Yeah.
Right?
I guess what I'm saying is, Alexa, no. That's what I'm saying. Like, I wasn't already convinced enough. This is frightening, you guys.
It's not good.
It's not good at all. Allie, why didn't you tell us?
I should have. I'm sorry. Apologies.
Keep that stuff to yourself for so long.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I've wanted to.
You know it so early.
Yeah.
And
you know what? Last night I watched this show, Peaky Blinders. It was so good.
Really?
But why is no one talking about it?
Great point.
I hate you all.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
My first reaction was, this is creepy.
It's Friday, so we've got Keep It 100.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw, because it was so seldom shared, but that picture of the black hole?
Oh, it's the best.
I don't know.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Right? It's a picture of a black hole.
I saw one thing on my Instagram, but it looked just like someone accidentally took a picture of their leg.
Yeah, it's blurry.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
One of the most amazing scientific achievements of all time.
Right, doesn't mean that. We're going to introduce you to a new, perhaps love of your life. I don't know.
Mm.
A girl whose Instagram account went down. And I need to ask a serious question. Is, did I sound like this girl when mine went down?
Can't wait.
Because I'm in trouble if I did. Kim Kardashian is going to take the bar exam.
She's going to be a lawyer.
Yep.
I'm not sure I'm hiring her to represent me, but I'm looking forward to seeing the journey.
Good. Catching up on the Game of Thrones, which comes back on Sunday night.
Oh, that should be easy.
Amongst all four of us, we've seen one episode total.
And yes. It's the least reliable of the four of us.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah.
That's why we have the King of Mexico, though, who has been a fan since the show premiered. And when he gets here just after 6:15, he'll be sharing that information with us.
Plus, we have tickets for April Foolishness. Today, we're going to do Yo Mama jokes.
Fantastic.
Oh,
no. You know, he's just so excited about
this. I love Yo Mama jokes.
But that's what you said about Knock Knock jokes yesterday.
I was wrong.
It was terrible.
It was terrible.
So we're doing that, and we're also giving away Coachella tickets for Weekend 2.
Oh.
As well, coming up this morning with 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:56.
It is finally Friday, you guys.
It's Friday.
Oh, dear God.
And Coachella weekend is finally here.
One of
your very favorite weekends of the whole year, Kevin.
I do love it.
Who are you most excited about seeing of all the acts that are playing Coachella?
There's so many, and I really have given up on making a schedule for myself because it always goes off the rails at some point.
You go with the flow.
You go with the flow.
I'll tell you, the one year I went, I was extremely impressed with the Coachella app.
Yeah,
which
yeah.
You could just like kind of hotel tonight your performances just at the last minute, find out who's playing.
Give you updates on whoever you want updates on. Childish Gambino tonight for sure, but I don't want to say it's going to be 90 and windy today.
Yeah, I was thinking about the wind with how bad it's been here in L.A. and then ramp that up times 100
there.
It's
supposed to be windy, I think, today.
Oh,
and then I think tomorrow there's no forecast for wind. Who knows?
You got a bandana, goggles, the whole thing.
You better look like Mad Max Fury Road.
Oh, I'm going to do some work on that.
Are you going to see my girlfriend Kacey Musgraves tonight, or is she too country for you?
I'm not really familiar with her music. So it's very possible, Bean, because you just start going with the flow.
She did win the Album of the Year at the Grammys this year, so I mean, a lot of people like her. I think you might.
Okay,
I think you're gonna see Rihanna tonight with Childish Gambino too.
Oh, I bet you're right because of the Guava Island.
Yep,
I bet you're right. All right, we'll talk more Coachella coming up later on today, and we'll check in with Kat Corbett, who is actually going to be live on site later this morning. First, Allie, what's happening this Friday morning?
Oh, well, what's happening is you're up early. You're thinking, where can I go and have some mead? Maybe just walk around with a turkey leg, see some lovely lasses. Well, you can do that at the Renaissance Pleasure Fair. It's happening at the Santa Fe Dam Recreation Area.
Yay!
Now.
Kids love it.
Through May 19th, kids love it.
Shazam!
Again, it's huzzah.
Huzzah!
Yes. At the Renaissance.
May the force be with you.
That might actually work there. Renaissance Pleasure Fair open Saturdays and Sundays, like I said, through May 19th. You can get your tickets at renfair.com/SoCal. But how about you're up now, you're into it, you want to go. Be caller 10. You're going to get a 4-pack of tickets to the Renaissance Pleasure Fair.
May I ask a dumb question?
1-800-520-1067.
What kind of animal is mead made from?
Isn't mead beer?
Is it a drink?
Is it a drink? I thought it was a food.
No,
I think like I said, dumb question.
No. It's mead or honey wine is the oldest alcoholic drink known to man.
All right.
Made from honey and water via fermentation.
So, I learned a little something today.
So bees, really?
Yeah.
Is the answer to your question.
I support it.
Yeah. It's all about them bees.
Right? That's what I heard.
Did a great man say that once.
A guy one time said that.
Not a lot of time right now, but let me just ask you a question.
Okay.
If I told you that NCIS was just renewed, how many seasons would you think we were coming up on?
That's one of those crazy ones that's got like 20.
This is the OG NCIS, not NCIS New Orleans or Miami or whatever else they
have. Just OG, Mark Harmon. Yeah.
Oh, boy, I think Kevin's not far off, but I'll say 15.
I'll say 14.
All right, 17th season, you guys.
That is a lot.
And then if I asked you, what do you think the show currently averages viewers per episode? Averages per episode.
Well, they lost one when my dad died. I know
okay.
that.
All right.
So I think that puts them down to around 9 million a week.
That's 9 so million. Many. That is a lot.
Four? Yeah. 4 million?
Yeah, I would not say 9. I would say
4 million
maybe five,
is still
six.
So many.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I'm going to tell you, it's 16 million
wow!
viewers an episode.
Oh my God! What's happening? Mark Harmon is so famous, I had no idea.
It makes it the highest rated drama and the second highest rated series just overall.
Wow.
What the? So congratulations.
A lot of
NCIS.
Olds, man. A lot of olds out there. Yeah.
Not only are we shocked that it's still on the air, mm-hmm. it's among the most popular shows on television.
Yes. Yeah.
After this.
Even
storm.
Stanley likes that.
Well, Stanley is a tastemaker. I've said that for years. Some birthdays for you guys. The great Ed O'Neill. David Letterman, Shannon Doherty, Andy Garcia, Claire Danes, Saoirse Ronan, Brooklyn Decker, and Brendan Urie from Panic at the Disco.
And by the way, I know Coachella gets all the press, as well it should. It's one of Southern California's defining events every year. But the K-Rock Coachella house this year?
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Rufus Du Sol is going to be stopping by. The Interrupters are going to be stopping by. The 1975, Dylan Francis, Billie Eilish. You can see all of this at krock.com. And one of the guests coming by this weekend is Alice Merton, who, of course, you know from a lot of songs, including No Roots. That's the song you are listening for on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show. When Alice Merton sings No Roots, you call us and be caller 20. It could play at any time between now and the end of the show. If you're caller 20, you win yourself a sold-out three-day pair of passes to weekend two of Coachella this morning on K-Rock.
I was introduced to Jessie Taylor yesterday by Ally McKay.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
She watched about 10 seconds of the YouTube video and just sent me the link.
When you see gold, you know.
Right.
Well, we have a lovely listener named Jen, and here's the email to me. This chick is garbage, and her tears delight me. I clicked on it, watched 10 seconds, said, that's enough for me. This is all you, Kevin. So thank you, Jen, because you're going to change lives right now.
I mean, it's so awesome. And you guys have to tell me if I sounded like this when they took my account down, my Instagram account.
Okay.
But she had her Instagram account taken down, and she went on YouTube, and she wanted to let everybody know just what the experience was like for her.
Hey, guys. So, like, I'm in the middle of editing. And my Instagram account got deleted. And I'm trying to get it back. I'm calling everybody I can. And I don't know why it's not working out for me. I'm in LA because of this. I'm in LA because I want to be on Instagram.
Can you pause one second?
She came to LA because she wants to be on Instagram.
Oh, they don't have Instagram in other parts of the
country? Correct.
Right, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Sometimes when you're in a little bubble, we don't realize that this is the only city that has Instagram.
I didn't know that at all.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about this young lady, but her dog also died right before she started filming this video, right? Because she seems to be crying.
Oh, no. This is the Instagram account.
The tears are all just because her Instagram's down?
Yeah.
Okay.
And why was it taken down?
I am nothing without my following. I am nothing without my following.
Pretty good feeling that'll be a drop on this show for years.
There's several of them in here.
I want to say to everybody that's been reporting me.
Oh, that's why a lot of people reported her.
Uh-oh.
Huh.
Think twice because you're ruining my life. Because I make all of my money online. All of it. And I don't want to lose that. And I know people like to see me be down and be like them and be like the 90%ers, the people that work 9 to 5. That is not me. I am in LA to not be like that. I work so hard to get to where I'm at. And for that to get taken from me is the worst feeling in the world.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Wait.
Murder button.
With extreme prejudice, Ally. So, please don't let anyone outside of L.A. see this video and think that this is how people in L.A. are.
No, this might be good. This might be good. People might not move here. It's like the opposite of the butterflies.
No, that's the exact problem with people that think L.A. is this woman when it's just D-bags moving from out of town like her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ugh.
It literally sucks having people want to come after you for no f***ing reason. It hurts.
For no effing reason, by the way.
Yeah, they're just reporting her
for no reason.
Interesting.
Which you'll find out a little bit later.
Try to be in my shoes for once, because I guarantee you, none of you would f***ing lost in my shoes. Stop f***ing reporting me, bro.
That's another good one.
Oh, no. I think we got a new name for our show.
Why would I not last a second in her shoes, by the way? What is so difficult
her
about life
her life? Is so much more difficult than yours,
Pete. But why? But because she doesn't have Instagram?
Yeah.
Because that's how she makes her money, man.
Come on, man.
Stop reporting me, bro. What some of you guys have to realize is I have no skills. I used to work at McDonald's before I did YouTube, Instagram, before I had 100,000 followers, before I had everything in my life. I was a loser. Like, working at McDonald's. Not saying there's anything wrong with people working at McDonald's because I worked there, but I don't want to go back to that life. And I have no job qualifications. I could never work a normal job.
To which I want to yell, try something.
It's a strange delusion that she thinks she's better than normal jobs, yet she's not qualified for them.
Correct.
Insane.
All of the above.
Will we find out, Kevin, I don't want to spoil anything here, how she amassed 100,000 followers? Like, what's her angle on her Instagram that people want to follow?
I'm not positive, but we will find out why it was taken down specifically.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then that will give you a little bit insight into what it was.
Mm-hmm. I'm worthless. I bring nothing to the table.
That's true.
Zero. Like, I'm not work material.
Right?
I will never be work material.
I'm with her. I think she's right.
By the way, I think she's doing this just for radio shows. Two, you have to think, it's very hard to make fun of her when she's owning herself so well.
Yeah. Yes. True. Yes. I'm nothing.
Everything she says is actually true.
Yeah.
So then I went to a different account called Info Overlord. And she did a deep dive into what this girl was doing and why she could have possibly had her Instagram account taken down.
Expanding XO on Twitter shared with me a video that could quite possibly show why Jessie has such a bad reputation. And it's not just this video, there are literally dozens of them. The video is taken from Sam Pepper's live stream where Jessie Taylor can clearly be heard cutting down another girl because she's black. This girl was Hyphonix's girlfriend. Jessie calls her a hood rat. Then she can be clearly heard saying, I am a racist. I am a racist.
What? Jessie.
And she's sobbing because her account got taken down.
I thought she was better than that.
What?
And if you're wondering if that can be taken out of context, in other parts of this live stream, Jessie is rude and condescending toward Hyphonix and his girlfriend, Sophia. Listen, okay, I have never heard anybody say such horrible things, horrible racist things about another person. This was some next level shit, okay? She belongs on a reality TV show.
So that's why she
doesn't belong on a reality TV show. Please do not put any more spotlight on
According
this
to Jezebel, she also called 911.
About her Instagram?
Yes. And she told them that it's basically the same as a murder. And the 911 operator said, you know what? It's not anything like a murder.
When can we get that?
I don't know. I'm looking for it now.
Gosh.
Guys, I have bad news for you. I may never listen to anything else other than Jessie's videos. So, bye.
Stop.
Quick reminder, Kevin Bean's April Foolishness is coming up fast on the 26th of April at the Microsoft Theater. You want to be there with Adam Ray and Felipe Esparza and Greg Fitzsimmons, Eddie Ift, Jamie Lee, Ray Romano, Kevin Bean rap battle to the death. You don't want to miss all that. We're giving away tickets later on this morning on the program that you can win with Yo Mama jokes. And
that's in a half hour.
Half an hour from right now. And you can still buy them as well. You just go to AXS.com and get your tickets for what will be a wonderful night of comedy.
Now, Bean, are you abandoning Kim Kardashian so that you can now be in love with Jessie Taylor? How's that working?
Well, Jessie is my one true love, the Instagram star we featured earlier. No, I wanted to have this discussion about Kim Kardashian because I was giving it a lot of thought yesterday when I saw the blowback that the Vogue article that she's on the cover of Vogue. By the way, surprisingly, for the first time ever by herself on the cover of Vogue.
Really?
But she did an interview with the magazine that caught a lot of people by surprise where she talked about how she is studying to take the bar exam and become an attorney. Now, my first thought is, if you're as rich as Kim Kardashian, why do you even want to go through the trouble of studying law and taking the bar exam to become a lawyer?
I have a question. Do you think she's really studying?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I do. In fact, she
said
in an
article,
that she is studying 18 hours a week to prepare to take the bar exam, and she could become a lawyer as early as 2022. And the reason that this was interesting to me, and I kind of have a policy like Ali does, which is I really don't care about Kim Kardashian or the Kardashians at all.
Right.
I've never watched a minute of the show. I'm not a fan. In general, I don't think they're making a lot of great contributions to the world. They're not even on my radar. I mean, I tolerate Kanye West because I'm a fan of his music, but I don't care about his involvement in that family, okay? But there was so much really nasty blowback to Kim Kardashian wanting to be an attorney. Everybody was treating her like she's stupid or something.
Yeah, that's because you haven't watched her show.
Well, I haven't watched her show. But, I mean, clearly, look, for the people who hear Kim Kardashian and think sex tape, how would you like to be frozen in time for something that happened that was beyond your control, by the way, 16 years ago? How would you like that to be where people stopped allowing you to grow or to change or to turn into something different?
I mean, in some ways, that launched her, though.
Of course
I'm
it
sure,
did.
Yeah.
It absolutely launched her. But for the people, yesterday, somebody in the office was making, you know, oral sex sound effects, talking about how she was going to get, you know, take the bar or something like that, which is completely unfair to her to suggest that she hasn't done anything in the last 16 years. I mean, didn't she make like $1 billion off of that app, for instance? You know, that Kim Kardashian game, Hollywood game.
And you think she designed that and wrote it and all that?
I don't, but okay. I do think that she is a smart enough business person that she has had hundreds of millions of dollars of success with clothing lines, for instance, that she has had.
And she designed
fragrances.
Them all?
No, but she is
And she made the fragrance?
Well, making the fragrance isn't going to help her be a lawyer, but I you'll be shocked to hear I'm being like on this. What I'll say is this. Even if you hate the app, even if you think she's stupid on the show, mm-hmm. even any of those things,
right.
she has an influence beyond anyone else pretty much in entertainment. Right?
Agreed, yeah.
We always, over and over, whether it's Jersey Shore, whether it's all these people that we find to be untalented, we say, do something good with your power. Do something that actually... And she is doing that. Kim Kardashian got Alice Marie Johnson out of jail. She was a nonviolent drug criminal, was in for life. It was one of those terrible cases. Went in. She's doing stuff that is good, even if you think she's a moron. We can't say to our celebrities, do something productive, and when they do, still be mad at
but
them.
She didn't study the law to make that happen. She's hot and famous and went in and talked to the president.
And
she will talk to anybody that's hot and famous.
But that is better than her sitting at home selling us tummy teas over
there. Sure, but I'm saying there's a big difference.
Okay, but that's a great point, Kevin. But what she says in the interview is that she sat there and she knew in her heart that it was wrong that this woman was still in jail. And she used her celebrity to help her get out of jail. But while she sat there, she said, I need to know more. I need the legal knowledge to be able to do more to change the criminal justice system, because this woman that I'm helping, this Alice Marie Johnson, is one of thousands and thousands and thousands of people who are in jail. And if I knew more about how the law worked, I could effectively advocate for them rather than just this one with this president. I think she's serious about this. And again, what is your problem with her improving? And let me make it even simpler than that. Why do you mock her for wanting to be an attorney?
I think she just throws it out there because it comes into her mind and she's not going to study the law and there's no way she's going to pass the bar. I think it's just her wishful thinking, and hey, look, I got somebody out. But no, you sort of just dressed up and went in and talked to the president. That's not the legal system. It isn't. And now she wants to learn the entire legal system now? Do you think that's going to happen?
I mean, look, I don't know if she's going to follow through it or not. She seems very serious about this. She is interning at a San Francisco law firm. She is putting in the time. She is not going to law school, which I think raised some eyebrows for a lot of people. But you also don't have to go to law
California.
School to become a lawyer.
And that is the only part of the story that I found interesting.
Okay.
She doesn't have an undergraduate degree.
No.
Mm-hmm. She doesn't
which
have
you
a
also
law...
don't need to go to law
right,
school.
Right, I'm about to tell you. She has no undergraduate degree, no law degree, but in California, you can become a lawyer if you pass the bar exam after a 4-year apprenticeship with a lawyer or judge. That, to me, was the only interesting part of this thing, because I went, whoa.
Because you didn't know that?
I didn't
know that
either. I got to check into my lawyers.
Also, do you know that people who do it that way, mm-hmm. that go around that avenue, only 3% pass?
Yeah, I would assume it would be very hard because so, I think only like 40% or less yeah, pass the bar exam.
With law school.
With a law school degree.
So I'm saying if Kim Kardashian gets through and it's 3%, at what point do we just go, oh.
If she becomes a lawyer, if she passes the bar. Hmm.
I mean, look.
Then I'm in.
This to me is like people who, and this may not be an exact analogy, but there are people who teach themselves how to fly an airplane. Okay? They never have an instructor. They don't go to somebody and get taught.
Come on, dude. Kim Kardashian?
But that's my point is why not give her the benefit of the doubt? She has accomplished a tremendous amount in her life. A tremendous amount. I feel like your impression of her is just stuck in amber from decades ago. And that you're not allowing her to grow up.
I don't know.
And be
you haven't seen a
person.
Single Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
No, I haven't. I haven't seen it. Would that change the way I feel
yes,
about her?
I think
never
it would.
Seen it. But I mean, there are people who don't learn to fly. They teach themselves to fly. There are people who teach themselves unbelievably complicated math, for instance, without going to school for it.
Bean, I think the fact that you're acting like this is a girl who came from nothing, pulled herself
not acting
up
like that
from
at
the
all.
Bootstraps, and look at all that she's accomplished. She had everything handed to her on a silver platter, and she put more on that silver platter.
Do
but
we
she
hold
started,
it against her that her father was a famous
she
attorney?
Started
I don't think we do.
With the silver platter. So let's calm down on anointing her as this. She's just built everything on her own. Let's calm down with that.
I think she took what she had and multiplied it a thousandfold. And that's some of that is just based on her. She's so hot. And some of it is based on some sort of business acumen. I'm just saying, let's not write her off. Let's not write her off as being a worthless person when it sounds to me like what she's trying to do is be an adult who's trying to take some responsibility in the world and trying to make it a better place. Let's root for her to become a lawyer and help people get out of jail.
I am rooting
don't,
for her.
Don't we need one more person who's an advocate
more lawyers,
for the disenfranchised?
Yes. We definitely need more lawyers. You,
I'm more nervous that Lindsay Lohan wants to become a doctor.
All right. It doesn't sound like I've convinced anybody.
I mean, the bandwidth to care about this family. If she does good, good. If she doesn't, I don't care. Let's worry about real people.
She's a real person.
These are not real people.
But I thought all of you more than anyone, Allie. Mm-hmm. I thought that you would say that when you did the story about Alice Marie Johnson. I know you didn't do it on the show, but when you saw it, didn't you think at least she did something good?
Yeah, cool, awesome.
But I think we ask celebrities to do that. When they do it, we can't continue to think they're just.
Oh,
Instagram
I don't think
stars.
Any of us are making fun of her for getting her out of jail.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
But
she did that. But that has nothing to do with.
But what if that
practicing
her,
law?
But what if that becomes her new thing? What if she wants to do that?
Cool. Then I will applaud her.
All right.
Cool.
All right. So 2022, let's all meet right back here.
All right.
And we'll decide thumbs up or thumbs down in the new.
Now is the literal last minute that we could change this idea. Like right now, we could all go, no, let's do something else.
I understand that Knock Knock jokes were not a success. But I think Yo Mama jokes, I think that's a can't miss.
Oh, boy.
Now, you too,
say
Jensen?
Can't miss.
Well, it's just famous last words. Yesterday really hurt my soul.
So. Mine too. But I think that was also a screening process, too. I think a lot of those knock-knock jokes should not have gotten on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we're firing a bunch of those people after the show today.
Right. I think none of them should have gotten on the air.
But we're going to try with Yo Mama jokes because, as you know, Kevin Bean's April Foolishness is happening at the Microsoft Theater on April the 26th. And we are giving away tickets right now. If you want to win them, you call now with your Yo Mama joke. Do we have to explain what a Yo Mama joke is?
No, if they don't know, it doesn't matter.
Your mama's so stupid, she doesn't know what a Yo Mama joke is.
Boom. 1-800-520-1067. That's the telephone number. Give us a call, and after the top of the hour, we'll take your Yo Mama jokes for Foolishness ticket. It is Friday morning. Allie is here. Time for another look at what's happening.
I feel like if you're going to do a presentation, and you don't do it the way that the Walt Disney Company does, maybe just don't do a presentation ever.
Is that right? I didn't see this.
Just unbelievable. So much to take away from the whole presentation about what Disney Plus is, when they'll launch, price points, all
this,
the different
the streaming,
shows,
the Disney streaming
movies.
System.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Here's what we know. Disney Plus will launch in the U.S. on November 12th. November 12th. A lot of people were wondering price points. My Netflix just went up to $13.99, and I was thinking, I really don't want to pay for another streaming service. And then I start hearing what Disney Plus would have, and I'm like, yeah, I've got to. But then I heard the price, and I went, okay, Disney. $6.99 a month.
Yay!
Ooh. Very good idea.
For the first 3 months.
So, well, no. What? That is so, what? Very good so idea. Smart. So smart of them, because I think most people like me were thinking, oh, another high price. But when you then think about what you're getting on this... First of all, you're getting all of their shows, but you're getting the exclusive home to movies that are being released, like Captain Marvel, Avengers Endgame, Captain Marvel, Avengers Endgame, Aladdin, Toy Story 4, The Lion King, Frozen 2, Star Wars Episode 9. This is the only place you will see those movies.
But only those.
No.
That's crazy, by the way, right that there. That none of those are ever going to end up on, you know, HBO or Netflix or anything like that.
Absolutely.
That's crazy.
Yeah. By the way, just for programming in 2020 alone, they've committed $1 billion to original programming.
Yeah. Wow.
Another $1.5 billion earmarked through 2024. So they are going to do a ton of original programming.
Yeah.
And then you've got everything from Pixar, Marvel, Nat Geo, Star Wars,
Fox,
and much of Fox.
And Fox.
Wow.
And yeah. They did a Simpsons bit yesterday, purely with like a commercial. I didn't love it, but it looked cool. The idea that they are all one company, I'm not mad at.
They're going to have all 30 seasons of The Simpsons on the streaming service.
Yep.
Yeah. It's insane. So $6.99 a month or $69.99 a year.
Sign me up.
Twice.
I mean, I hate to say it, but sign me up.
Why twice?
Just it's worth it. I thought I was going to be paying at least $12.
Yeah, I would have thought so too. I would have thought it would be even with Netflix.
Yeah. Do you think when Netflix saw that, like they were all in their boardroom watching it at the same time that we all were, and they said $6.99, Netflix went, ah!
Oh, come on!
I do think,
damn them.
I think this is such a difference. It's like a 180 from the Apple presentation.
Oh, good God.
They're the people that got hurt the most watching the Disney World.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I've already forgotten what they're offering, honestly. The Apple presentation.
It's
That's
Oprah.
How little excitement it generated.
Oprah and Steven Spielberg.
And some Reese Witherspoon here
That's
and there.
That's right.
Yeah.
Not as impressive.
Not as impressive. And, you know, you didn't see any clips of anything because they had nothing ready. That was the weirdest presentation I've ever seen. It was
They got to dig up Steve Jobs, you guys. They really do.
That would get me to buy the service if you just have zombie Steve Jobs doing every show.
Good. We get into Bernie's?
Yeah, it'd be cool.
You guys, next hour, we're going to get caught up on Game of Thrones, which I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, but I think I'm going to watch this final season, so I definitely am going to need some help getting
But you haven't seen any others.
I haven't seen a minute of it.
Right.
No,
yeah,
but
you should be able to follow
I'm prepared. I want to enjoy it along with the rest of the nation. It's one of the world's most popular shows, but I am going to need a refresher.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, Kit Harington, one of the stars of Game of Thrones, described his final scene as, quote, "It couldn't have been more of a wet fart of a scene." Kit,
what?
He goes on to say, "I think I got my final day changed about 18 times to the point where I didn't know when it was, where I was. I was just like, just don't tell me. Then it came and I had that final scene, which was very average. I was just walking somewhere with Liam and Jacob. It couldn't have been more of a wet fart of a scene." He then says, "But it's after that that he completely broke down." And he said he had seen both Peter Dinklage do his last scene later in the day. Peter Dinklage broke down. Then he saw Sophie Turner do her last scene. She completely broke down. And he said, "That happened to me. It was like this beautiful weight lifted." Talked about how much he loved the show, how much it meant to him. But it finally felt final and over, and he just lost it. So to go from a wet fart of a scene to just breaking down with emotion, quite a journey Kit Harington just took us on, is what I'm saying. I'm into it, you guys. All right, some birthdays for you. We've got Shannon Doherty, David Letterman, Ed O'Neill, Saoirse Ronan, Brooklyn Decker, Brendan Urie, and Claire Danes.
I'm just saying you could show a little enthusiasm for the bit.
Oh, I'm very excited about this.
Didn't sound like it.
Very excited.
Kevin Amede's 11th annual April Foolishness happening April 26th at the Microsoft Theater. AXS.com is where you want to go to buy your tickets. Some as cheap as $30 still available to see the great Ray Romano. He's worth more than that alone.
Agreed.
Adam Ray, Felipe Esparza, Greg Fitzsimmons, Eddie If, Jamie Lee, a special surprise we can't tell you about, and the Kevin Amede rap battle. That's all happening. We're going to give away some tickets right now with Yo Mama jokes.
Yo mama so ugly. Yo mama so fat. Yo mama jokes. Yeah, that's where it's at.
Yo mama.
Yo mama so dumb. Yo mama so old. Tell your mama joke. Come on.
old. Your mama. So ugly. Your mama. So fat. Your mama. So old.
Sing it if you know it.
So dumb. Your mama. So poor. Your mama. So hairy. Your mama. Jokes.
I want a Your Mama So Hairy. I want one of those.
Why is it never Your Mama seems like a nice lady who makes milk and cookies when I stop by in the
Not
afternoon.
Funny jokes, Bean.
Okay.
These are jokes.
All right. Let's just take them in order, and I think we're going to – what's it called? Is it – are we – what's the policy we're doing here? Is it battle rapping? Is it like if you
yeah,
lose?
If you're better than the last person, yeah. then the last person like loses and you move on.
King of the Hill.
Right. King of the Hill.
Okay. All right. Who's up first with the first Yo Mama joke?
Francisco in East L.A. Good morning.
Hey, what's up, Fast Phillips and Keith?
Well done. I already like you. Let's hear your Yo Mama joke.
Okay. Your mama's so ugly – she went inside a haunted house and came out with an application.
I like it.
So far,
like
you're it. In the lead.
In the lead.
Yeah. I like it very much. Thank you, Francisco. Hang on.
All right. Next up is Cynthia in Signal Hill. Good morning, Cynthia.
Good morning.
You got a Yo Mama joke for us?
I sure do. Sick burn. Your mama's so fat that when she fell, nobody was laughing, but the ground was cracking up. Oh!
That was great delivery, first of all.
You rolled into it.
But now we have to rule better than Francisco.
I got Haunted House.
You're still with Haunted House.
I am, yeah.
Allie, how about you?
I loved her delivery.
I did, too.
I did, too.
But I liked the Haunted House joke better.
Okay, so far still Francisco. Thank you so much, Cynthia.
Sorry, Cynthia.
That's the wrong button. We appreciate you playing. Thank you.
All right, let's go to Armando in San Pedro. Hi.
Hooty-hoo.
Hooty-hoo indeed. What do you got?
All right. Yo mama's so ugly, she climbed the ugly ladder and didn't miss a step.
At least that one's an easy decision.
No.
Still Francisco?
Right, yes.
Move on. Next contestant.
Correct. All right. Next contestant is Alfonso in Covina. Hi there.
Hey, how's it going, guys? First of all, most respect to all women, including my mom and my pregnant wife. Please don't kill me.
This is the most woke Yo Mama joke ever.
Alfonso was just scared.
Yeah. We accept your disclaimer. We understand there's no harm intended to any past, present, or future mama. What do you got?
All right. Yo mama's so dumb, she went to the eye doctor to buy an iPad.
Man. Yo mama. Staying with Haunted House.
I agree. I love Alfonso, though. Thank you for listening and thank you for calling, sir. We appreciate
it. Now he's going to get in trouble, and he didn't win the tickets.
Right.
That's funny.
Poor
All
dude.
Right, let's go to Jennifer in Corona. Good morning, Jennifer.
Hi, good morning.
So you just have a Yo Mama joke just at your fingertips, just ready to go, huh?
Yeah, I'm just ready for the burns. I'm a mom myself, so I'm prepping to get some jokes on my way.
Okay.
And
All
if
right,
you could turn
it.
Down your radio just real quick, Jennifer.
Got it.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go.
Good luck.
Okay, is this better? So, Yo Mama is so fat, I took a picture of her last Christmas, and it's still printing.
I mean, that's not bad.
That's pretty funny. Funny.
I got Haunted House running the gauntlet right now.
I don't know.
I'm picking Jennifer.
I kind of like that.
I think Jennifer's was better.
It's still printing because she's really big.
It's past, past Christmas. I think my problem is they'd run out of ink by now. But anyway, that's just a specific.
All right, Jensen's Francisco. I'm Jennifer. Allie?
Jennifer.
I think I'm going to go along with the cool kids and say Jennifer.
All right.
How about that? Sorry, Francisco, you hung on so long, but right now Jennifer's in the lead. We got time for a couple more Yo Mama jokes. We're playing for April Foolishness tickets on the 26th at the Microsoft Theater.
Good morning, Katie in Pasadena.
Hey, so this, just a heads up, has an Avengers Infinity War spoiler, kind of.
Okay, all right. Okay. I think at this point it's fair enough.
Okay. All right. Okay, you ready?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right. Yo mama's so fat, Thanos had to snap his fingers twice.
I like the delivery.
I love the delivery, and I'll tell you something else. I give points for it being current. It's not a Yo Mama joke from Highlights Magazine from 1965. I enjoyed it very much. I think I'm Team Katie.
I think I'm going to go with Katie, too, only because I like any mama joke that has a spoiler alert.
Yeah.
I'm still Jennifer.
I think I'm Katie.
Katie moving on.
All right, Katie moves on to the next round. Okay.
Congrats, Katie.
Look at that, a 2018 or 19 Yo Mama joke. Who knew they were still making them?
Matthew in Norwalk. Good morning. Who's they, Bean?
Well, whoever. Whoever's in the Yo Mama joke department.
All right. Matthew, hi.
Hello. Hey.
Yo Mama joke.
Yo Mama's so ugly, she turned Medusa to stone.
She turned Medusa to stone.
Another current one.
Yo Mama! All right, so Katie's in the lead. One more contestant.
All right, let's make it Raymond. Good morning, Raymond.
Good morning.
Raymond, okay, this is going to have to be a knockout punch if you're going to win these foolishness tickets, because Katie is a strong competitor. What do you have for us?
Okay, your mama's so fat, she sat in an iPhone and turned into an iPad. Your
mama. Guys?
Yeah.
Congratulations, Katie.
Congratulations, Katie. Katie's going to be joining us at the Kevin and Bean April Foolishness to see the opening act, to see Adam Ray, Philippe Esparza, Greg Fitzsimmons, Eddie Iff, Jamie Lee, Ray Romano, the Kevin and Bean rap battle, and we will see you there. Thank you for playing Yo Mama. Still have two more chances on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show to win your way into next weekend's Coachella. You're listening for No Roots by Alice Merton. When you hear it, be caller 20. You win those tickets. And by the way, Alice Merton is one of the many great guests that's going to be stopping by the K-Rock Coachella house as well. We'll be streaming from there all weekend long. And I just found out that Del Taco is sponsoring the K-Rock Coachella house.
Right.
Which means tons of Del Taco on site. And they got that new Beyond Meat burger, too, which I'm very excited about. I love anything that doesn't kill a cow, and Del Taco, well done. So they're going to be sponsoring the K-Rock Coachella house, and if you're lucky enough to be there, be sure to not miss Alice Merton, because she's awesome.
Right? Who's with
me? Right. I'm with you. I think I'm in, you guys. I've never seen a minute of Game of Thrones. Not 1 minute. But there's, I have to be honest, in the long, long wait for the final season that starts this Sunday on HBO, I have seen and read so much about it that I feel like I've missed one of the greatest TV shows of all time. Certainly one of the most popular TV shows of all time all around the world. But I kind of am a little bit lost to jump in now in the final season because I feel like I've missed a lot.
No, I mean, you're good. You're good.
You probably have missed a lot. Here's James Corden, and he's just going to recap season one for us.
In case you missed a single thing that happened in seasons 1 to 7 of Game of Thrones, let me break it down for you real quick.
Okay.
King Robert died on the Iron Throne, but Cersei would not be alone. Jaime Lannister made his sister his bae. Turns out it's not only kings that he slays. There's Rob, Arya, Sansa, and Bran. Daenerys married Aquaman. All of these houses, it's hard to keep straight. Did that kid just breastfeed? I swear he's like 8. Bran Stark became a cripple. 2 dudes shaved their nipples. Khal Drogo fell apart. Dany ate a horse's heart. Her brother's head turned to gold. Jon Snow left for the cold. Sansa liked Joffrey till he killed her dad. Ned Stark is gone, and now I'm just sad. That's just the first season, so don't you go running.
What?
Please bend the knee, because winter is coming. Yeah.
So that was just season one.
Oh, my God.
Too much. So good.
Okay, but here's the thing. This is what David King of Exclusive Institute. This is season 8, the final season?
Yes, the final season is 8.
Okay, then some of the stuff that happened in season 1 that James Corden just referenced there is not stuff that's still a plot line that's still in effect, right? Like, it's stuff that we don't even need to know at this point.
Well, that was the kickoff, and now, like, the season 8 is going to tie back in season 1 because there was so much that went on with the original families, which are the Starks and the Lannisters, that now it's all, this is coming to a head, as they say, and everything's going to, now the families are going to have to work together when they were all battling for the Iron Throne, which is the king position.
Okay, so if everybody
wants to be king. That's what I know now.
Yes, everybody wants to be king.
And if you end up on the Iron Throne, do you rule the whole land?
You rule all 7 kingdoms.
Okay, and this, is it pronounced Westeros?
Westeros, yeah.
Westeros is not a real place.
No.
Okay, so this isn't like...
This is a fictional story.
It's a fictional show, fictional people, not based on Europe.
No, there are dragons. So is that like fire-breathing dragons?
I thought those were real. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, if I sit down Sunday night to watch episode 1 of season 8, what are the plot lines that are in play now, and who are the major players that I should be paying attention to?
So right now, after the original... like, it started off with Ned Stark and his family, but then they all get murdered. So the only people that are surviving are his daughters... and Jon Snow, who's his bastard.
Okay, so I thought Jon Snow died.
No, he did, but he was brought back to life by the God of Light.
So he did come back, like that was like supernatural. He came back to life.
Yes,
and he's back for real and for
Yeah, he's back.
He's
and
back.
Now he, spoiler alert, he met the Queen Daenerys, who's the mother of dragons. And now they're sailing westward, and they all went to... It was a big, big moment when they all were in King's Landing and all the groups were together with the Lannisters, everybody.
You know how ridiculous this all sounds for people who haven't seen the show, right?
No, it should be normal.
I
you
feel
know,
like we might need some help from the listeners. Because the throne, I don't feel like Dave is really catching us.
The throne is the thing we see every...
Like, yeah, yeah, okay. That's the Iron Throne, yeah. But see, everyone has to get together because, you know, they have the wall, but it was just knocked down by the White Walkers. And that's the big, big bad. That's after everyone wants to be the king, but they got to defend the kingdom against the White Walkers, which are the dead.
Why they got to be white?
They're the bad
now
guys.
Now the White Walker are the dragon. Bad guys.
Oh,
right.
That was hurtful, man. Woo! So, yeah. So the mother dragons had three dragons, and then one of them got killed by the king. Ugh, and now he turned into the ice dragon.
Allie, you still awake?
No, I fell asleep a long time ago. What I don't get is these people are, the White Walker people are dead. They're zombies.
Yes.
So it's a zombie show, but you want to be king, and you ride around on a dragon.
Yes. Well, Daenerys, you know, Khaleesi rides
around
on
the dragon. She's the blonde
one? She's the mother of dragons.
Hold on a second, Dave. Hey, 1-800-520-1067. If you can catch us up a little bit better than Dave.
Yeah, tell us how this is supposed to go down.
Feel free to call.
I think Dave's making a valiant effort, but I don't feel he's giving me what I need as a new viewer.
I think Bean's question is a relevant question because even though all of that has gone on, what does he need to know to pick up
like Sunday
this season?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, does he need to know everything that happened? No, he doesn't.
That Cersei's a bad bitch. Oh. She crazy.
Okay,
yeah.
And which one is she? Who is
she was the queen. She was the queen, and when it all started with Robert Baratheon, he's the one who started this whole thing. When his hand to the king, who's like the right hand man of the king, was murdered. That's when they called on Ned Stark to come to King's Landing.
Is she the one that everyone was all shame, shame?
Yeah.
Oh,
well, good, Allie.
And you know why? You know why she was shamed?
No.
Because she was banging her brother.
Oh.
Yeah. So she deserved the shame.
I mean, was he hot? Which one is he?
Oh, that's Jaime Lannister. He's a good looking dude. Okay. But now he only has one hand because the Boltons chopped it off.
What about Allie's concern that she expressed earlier in the week that there are too many smelly, dirty people who are having sex and it's kind of unattractive?
Oh, lots of smelly, dirty people having sex in mud. But you know what? All the jokes
just
are pretty,
added mud to that.
Yeah, all the jokes are pretty hot. Yeah. So, you know, I think it's worth it.
Okay. All right. Dave got us halfway there. We're depending on you to get us.
Do you feel like we're halfway there?
No, really? I'm hoping.
No, I think I wouldn't even know what's happening. I need more help.
Is the girl has no name still alive?
Oh, yeah. That's Arya. That's Arya Stark. You know about Arya.
Arya. Yeah, it's not Arya. Don't ever call her Arya. I know that.
Because that would be dumb,
but
right?
She's alive and she's...
Yeah, and she has a list of people who she wants to kill because of people who did her family wrong.
Oh, all right.
And she's working her way through it. And Cersei's number one on that list. So, you know,
and Cersei's the blonde?
She's the queen. Like the queen. Now she's the queen mother.
Oh, okay. Wait, who's the blonde that's with Jon Snow? Going around on dragons.
That's Khaleesi.
Okay, I like her.
Yeah, she's that's who everyone's rooting for.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so we want her to win.
Yeah, but it turns out that Khaleesi and Jon Snow are actually like cousins.
And they're
too? They're boning, but they don't know that.
Why are you so happy that they're boning?
Because it's Jon Snow. Everybody loves Jon Snow. Everyone rooted for him.
And Jon Snow's the one that said that his finale was a wet fart.
But
right?
all he means is, as an actor, his last scene wasn't a significant part of the action.
No,
I
heard he sharded himself.
And I haven't even got into Peter Dinklage's character of Tyrion,
that's right.
Who's like a mastermind.
Hang on, Dave. Yeah. Let's take one before the break, and let's make it David and Arj. He promises to fill in the gaps here. 1-800-520-1067. If you can tell us the essentials of what we need to know about Game of Thrones, if we're newbies and we want to start watching the final season. David, thank you for calling. Help us out here. Save us from Dave.
Okay, so there's Jon Snow was the child of Lyanna and Prince Rhaegar, and so there's a whole bunch of theory that basically Prince Rhaegar threw away his wife, went after Lyanna, so that way he could sire the prince of the prince that was promised, prince of the promise that was going to come in, kill all the White Walkers, save everybody. That's who everyone thinks Jon Snow is. So all this is going to be coming down to is the prince that was promised gets to ride dragons with Daenerys. all sorts of internet conspiracy theorists are saying, no, the princess that was promised is actually how it really translates.
Oh.
It gets into some deep nerd cut that, you know, gets a little bit over the top. But
I feel that was good.
That was pretty good, yeah.
That was
better than what Dave told us in the last 10 minutes.
He was just a bastard, but if he's the prince that was promised.
We thought he was a bastard, but when we found out who his parents are, that was Ned Stark's sister. And Ned Stark had to go figure that out. And
there's so much incest on this show.
No.
What do you mean no?
No, Ned Stark
just
his sister,
the main characters.
They weren't having sex. He went to go save her because he thought he got kidnapped by the Targaryen guy.
Okay, a bunch of Armenians. Yeah, Targaryen.
All right, David, you're very helpful. We appreciate it. We'll take a quick break. Come back with more on this if you want to fill in some more blanks. 1-800-520-1067. It's Game of Thrones time. We'll talk to you next on camera.
All right, just had a lit. Let's take one phone call. Don in Orange. Good morning.
Is Don on the phone?
Don is on the phone, yes.
Hey, Don, help us out here. Dave's been trying to bring us up to speed with Game of Thrones. You want to weigh in on that?
Okay, so did you guys already say that Khaleesi is actually Jon Snow's aunt?
No.
Not cousin.
No,
oh,
Dave.
That's right.
Dave, we didn't know
we
that.
We have the wrong person filling us in.
Listen,
the problem.
There's so much.
I mean, there's a big difference, though.
But at least it's still incest, right?
Yes, it's still incest.
Yeah, good.
We're still strongly in the world of incest.
Yeah. So. Don, what is the number one thing you would say to a person like me who's never seen Game of Thrones and wants to tune in and have an understanding of what's going on Sunday night?
Basically, they're all just trying to battle each other. That's basically what it is. And they have to battle someone who is really undead. I mean, it's already dead, so that's probably the hardest part.
This is too tough. The show is too hard to follow.
I'm in. All right. We had a lot of homework to do between now and Sunday night, you guys.
I'm going to watch Big Bang Theory.
Don, thank you for the call. We'll hear from you at 1-800-520-1067. After one from Chip's personal record collection. Here's Lit on K-Rock. All right, I feel like I'm starting to get this Game of Thrones thing.
Okay. I do.
Which character, Dave, is the one who says, "At my signal, unleash hell"? Who's that? I don't know.
All right.
Who's that? Oh, that was from Gladiator. Never mind. That's it. But this is the show with, "This is Sparta! This is Sparta!" No. That's this show, right?
No, that's not this one either.
Just as dirty, though. That's 300. Yeah. Okay, never mind. Never mind.
I don't think you're getting the hang of it.
I'm getting all confused here. Hey, let's go to, I saw a good one here. Let's go to Jacob, line 6. He's in El Monte. I think he's going to help us out a lot here.
Hey, Jacob.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Help us out a lot here.
Okay. So what you got to understand is that Game of Thrones isn't just a fantasy show. It's really about betrayal. Like in the first season, this guy, Ned Stark, he's trying to overtake the Iron Throne because Cersei, the original wife of the king, actually kills her husband. Like she plots it. Like she doesn't have a direct hand, but you later find out she kind of planned the whole thing.
Right.
And so when he's trying to overtake the kingdom, he has a childhood friend who says, "Oh, I'm going to help you." And at the last moment, the childhood friend betrays him because he wants to bang his wife. And he's like, "What?"
Yeah, that's crazy. He's talking about Littlefinger. Ned wasn't trying to take over the throne. He was just saying that the Joffrey, who was Cersei's son and next in line, was not the true king because he's not really Robert Baratheon's son. He's a bastard by Jaime Lannister and Cersei.
I really feel like I'm getting a hold of things until Dave speaks.
Yeah.
And then I actually know less.
He squashes your understanding.
Correct.
Now, wasn't
I'll give you more information.
Joffrey was that super hateable, like little sniveling blonde kid, right?
Yes.
Like everybody hated Joffrey.
Yes.
But he became the king.
He became the king because Robert Baratheon died, and that's the very first king that we meet.
All right, Jacob, we appreciate the call. Thanks so much. Let's go to, how about Cindy in Irvine? She's on line 2 up next on the Kevin Bean Show. Again, we're just trying to get prepared for Game of Thrones returning for its final season this Sunday on HBO. Hey, Cindy.
Hi.
Hi there.
What do you want us to know that we haven't talked about?
Okay, this is the backdrop of Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Everybody's talking about, to me, I consider filler parts. So the backdrop is when men first came to the land, they have to fight with the natives there. And the natives, in order to, because they were losing, because men were just growing population. And so they were losing, so they took a man and they stabbed him with a magic dagger, and they created the White Walkers.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, I'm with you so far.
Cindy, you're doing a good job. Keep going.
I like it.
So the White Walkers were powerful enough to fight against man, but the creatures, I mean, the natives were slowly dying away, and they were losing their grip, their control on the White Walkers, to the point where, of course, because they are undead, they just kept growing and growing every time men died. And so what happened was there was a prophecy now saying that there is going to be a human who is reborn by light coming in on dragons to be able to destroy all the White Walkers.
Okay.
And so the Starks are important because they, living close to the forest, developed magic traits. And so that's how Brandon was able to build a wall to keep the White Walkers out. But the Starks are slowly dying. And
wait. So is the guy from Light who's riding the dragons, that's the Jon Snow? That's who's going to solve everything?
Yes, that will become Jon Snow, but, you know, he is a Targaryen. He doesn't know that, though.
He doesn't know that he can save the whole world?
No.
Oh, what a dummy.
That builds his character. That builds his character. He comes from very humble beginnings. And so, and the thing is, you guys are really on the incest thing, but you have to understand.
There's a lot of incest.
In the feudal era, that's actually common. I mean,
because they want to
keep their bloodline pure. Yeah. Well,
so in other words, you're traveling with a small group of people. Mm-hmm. You don't have a lot of dating options. So you go, my sister's hot enough.
They're like purebreds.
Well, that's the thing, especially for the Targaryens, because they have the ability to control dragons. Well, yeah, they kept it amongst themselves because the original prince, his two wives were his sisters.
Okay.
And that
all right. So just to recap, so because we're almost out of time here. So it sounds to me that Jon Snow is the key to this whole thing. It's almost like he's the Jesus figure, that he comes down to earth and he endures all of this torture and he grows as a person. And then eventually the sky opens and he realizes I'm the true king.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Ladies and new song from 311 called Good Feeling on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 7:52.
And by the way, Nick Hexum personally dropping that off, world premiering it on Stryker's show yesterday afternoon at 4:20, which was very cool of them. 311, Good Feeling, K-Rock. We'll talk about that phenomenal photograph of the first ever black hole coming up.
Phenomenal is a bit of a stretch.
Yesterday is one of the most important scientific days in history. And I sense that some people on the show are not as excited about it as they ought to be.
Okay, I can't wait to hear about
We'll discuss. That. First, Ali is here with my favorite What's Happening of the whole week.
Yeah, because this What's Happening on Fridays at this time, we do something a little different. We like to hotlight.
All we right. like to hotlight things,
we
sure.
We like to highlight things like our Spotify playlist, which is our That's My Jam playlist. You can go to @KevinandBean on all of our socials. I can't talk today. I'm just
Stop.
Having...
reporting me, bro.
Sorry, man. I'm having some issues. But we all pick a song that we're into at the time. Maybe nobody's ever even heard of the band we're talking about. Maybe it's a band that everyone knows and we just forgot about. The song comes across our playlist. But we pick a song every member of the Kevin and Bean Show. So if you follow along the That's My Jam playlist, you're going to have new songs every single week from all of us. We will start off this week with Kevin's pick.
Billie Eilish came out last week with When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? And it's probably my favorite album of the year.
Yeah, it's great. Every song's on it.
Every song is great on it. But I would like to highlight a song called I Love You. And it's basically she and a friend. And he blurts out that he loves her. And she's like, oh, no, I'm not ready for that. And then she starts falling in love for him. And she's not necessarily thrilled about it. It's very slow, and it's very sad, and it's beautiful.
Maybe won't you take it back? Say you were trying to make me laugh, and nothing has to change today. You didn't mean to say I love you.
I assume the Leonard Cohen estate is suing her for ripping off Hallelujah, right?
Kevin, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Do you draw a nice bath, you maybe put on a mask on your face, something moisturizing.
Sure.
You just get in the bath and have a good cry.
Sure.
Is that what you do?
Sobbing, yeah.
Light a bunch of candles.
Yeah.
I feel you. I feel you with that song,
bro.
That
song is great.
It's wonderful. All right, Bean, you're up next.
My pick this week is more in the Lorde vein than in the Billie Eilish vein, but she is a 25-year-old singer, actress, model from Asbury Park, New Jersey. She's got a lot of attention online recently because she is a proud out lesbian, and the video for this song reflects that, and people are going crazy for the song. And I think we've all been there where you wish you were not drunk enough to call that person you shouldn't have called, and you wish you could take it all back. And that's what the song is about, from Fletcher. The song is called Undrunk.
So I squeeze out the lime on the ice of my drink, and the juice hits the cuts of my fingers. It still doesn't burn as much as the thought of you. Wish I could get a little undrunk so I couldn't call you at 5 in the morning. I would undress you, but some things you can't undo. I wish I could unkiss the room full of strangers so I could unspite you, unlose my temper. But some things you can't.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, we've all been there.
It's a
but
great song.
You learn when you get older, you just delete the number. It's the only thing that'll save you.
That's right? The only smart move.
Delete it while you're sober.
Yes. Yes. No way of finding it.
I think we also learned in that clip that some words sound the same backwards as forwards.
Agreed. We reversed it completely.
Uh-huh.
On.
All right, Jensen, what do you have?
Listen, Khalid shouldn't be new to anyone. He's so good. One of my favorite singers in the last decade.
Amazing voice.
He put out a new album last week called Free Spirit. Got a lot of press, a lot of attention. But I can't stop listening to the song Out of My Head, which is featuring John Mayer. Has a great guitar solo at the end. But this is, I mean, if you're looking for a weekend bop, look no further than this song. I just need atmospheric. I feel it in the air, getting busy, and I just can't get you out of my head.
I saw Khalid last weekend on the ACMs, the American Country Music Awards, performing with Kane Brown. That was a very good song as well, but I think it's on this new album.
Dude just rules.
Yeah, he's great.
Excellent. My choice is a band called The Shakers, and I first heard them on an episode of Catastrophe. I was like, they're pretty darn good. As I was looking them up to get a little more information, I realized there's a lot of bands called The Shakers. This is not the local LA band called The Shakers with a woman singing, but they're delightful.
Okay.
It is not a bunch of old dudes in Liverpool that have a residency at a little club.
Okay.
Although I bet they're great.
Not them either.
It is not the Shakers band from Massachusetts either.
Okay.
This is a group of longtime friends from South London. They're described as a five-piece disco rock band. And you know how I like my London boys. And you know how I like the young London boys.
Sure.
Because it reminds me of my youth. And if I could go back in time, I'd bone everyone in this band. This is a band called The Shakers, and the song is Tea Party. Decisions made in high speed, quick time dance, fingers in twisted combine. Come back to reality.
All right.
Then it just starts getting funky, and it's good.
They're very British, aren't they?
I was hoping you'd do it. What do you think the guys in the Shakers band in Liverpool sound like, though? It's very different, right?
Oh, I already have the one accent. I'm sorry.
Actually pretty Liverpoolish.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, go again.
Thanks for playing my song. I appreciate you for an older lady.
Oh.
Well, the guys in Liverpool are the old dudes. These are the young guys.
Oh, sorry. I was confused there.
Yeah, okay. What do you think the Queen would think about the band I picked?
Off with their heads.
Oh. Mean.
I wasn't aware the Queen was still ordering executions.
Of course.
She just did right there. What would like a little kid that loved Peppa Pig think about the band The Shakers being?
That was such a good little song. I like that one a lot, Mummy.
I'm sorry, grandmommy.
You dick.
Don't look at me. It was the little kid.
Beat it, kid. All right, guys. Some birthdays for you. Brendan Urie from Panic at the Disco. Brooklyn Decker. Saoirse Ronan. Claire Danes. Andy Garcia. Shannon Doherty. Ed O'Neill. And David Letterman.
You have 1 week and 2 hours to submit your entry if you'd like to be the opening act for Kevin Bean's 11th annual April Foolishness. Dave, how's that been going so far? Are we getting a lot of people who are interested in being on the stage with us at the Microsoft?
Yeah, we got a good amount coming in.
All right. Well, we still have room to hear from you.
You're so optimistic. He was like, oh, yeah, we got a lot coming in.
Yeah, I just want to say again that this is the fifth year that we've done the opening act contest, and it is no easy feat to get on a stage with professionals and be great. And every year so far, the comedian that we have picked has been great.
Agreed.
So if you want to be at the show with us with Felipe Esparza and Greg Fitzsimmons and Eddie Ift and Adam Ray, Jamie Lee, Ray Romano, and more, you just need to get over to krock.com, be 18 or older, complete the form there, and send us a YouTube link of your comedy act. Very important to mention again. Make sure that we can hear you, okay?
That seems to be an important thing that we need to point out.
Yeah, your friend with an iPhone in the back of a crowded comedy club maybe isn't the best reflection of your abilities.
And you just hear him ordering his drink.
Right. So a week from today is going to be the deadline to get your submission in, and then the following week we'll vote, and then you'll be on stage with us on the 26th of April at April Foolishness. You can still buy those tickets at AXS.com if you want to hear the whole night.
We're getting a lot of them.
So, that's what I heard.
That's Newsies Dave. Mm-hmm. The first black hole to be photographed.
Yes. Thank you. Finally.
Yes. A lot of people with a lot of excitement about that.
It's a freaking miracle. It's one of the most unbelievable scientific accomplishments of all time.
I'll tell you why. Because no matter how much science went into it, it's not a very good picture. I mean, it really isn't.
Where do I start with you? Why are you the way that you are?
I'm just saying it's not a good picture.
I will back him a bit and say that when people say, oh, this eclipse only happens one every 200 years, you know, whenever they hype these up, they take a photo and I go, man, that's beautiful. The world is really magical. And then I saw this photo and it looked like my grandparents accidentally took a photo in their pocket.
Okay. Do you guys have any idea how far away this black hole is that we photographed in the heart of the galaxy?
So it's clearer.
Okay. Do you know how fast the speed of light is, Kevin?
Of course not.
You know how fast is the speed of light?
It's fast.
I said of course not.
186,300 miles per second. Okay.
All right.
Now picture that in an hour. How far would you go in a day? In a month? In a year? This is 55 million light years away.
I don't.
And 55 million light years away. In other words, to take a photo of a black hole from that distance would be the equivalent of standing in Washington, D.C. and figuring out a way to take a photo so detailed that you could see the date on a quarter on the street in Los Angeles. That's the kind of distance that we're talking about. You tracking with that?
Well, it still should be a good photo.
It's still a crappy photo.
I mean, and that's my thing is, like, we have these phones that have such good megabytes, and, like, the least they could have done is created something.
All right, let me try. Focus. Just focus.
Let me try this.
It's pretty blurry.
This black hole.
If I posted this, I would get destroyed on Instagram. That's a horrible picture.
Is 24 billion miles across. It is as big as our whole galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it's so big that you can't just use one telescope or one camera to take a photo. They had to use the entire Earth to take this photo. In other words, they set up cameras all over the globe in 8 or 9 different locations throughout the globe. And then as the Earth would rotate, whoever had the best shot of the black hole would take a picture. And then they took all of that data that was compiled over 10 days, and they figured out a way to merge it all together into one photo.
So into one blurry photo.
Each one of those telescopes around the world only took a tiny fraction of the picture.
Right.
And then they had to figure out a way to put all those pictures together.
Who was in charge of focus?
Okay. They must have spent $1 billion on
this. They probably did. They probably spent $1 billion on this. They probably did. All right, here's something else. It's the first ever photo of a black hole. Why is that not? I don't even care. If you could only see a tiny speck, the fact that we've now actually have one on film.
Now that we keep calling it the black hole, listen, if you take a picture of the black hole, you see nothing because no light comes out of there.
That's
so
correct.
It's basically the stars and planets surrounding
it. You can't
it's
even see
it's not the
that.
Black hole. All I know you can't because it's out of focus.
No, all you're seeing is the stuff that's around the black hole, the infalling material. It looks like water going around a drain. That is stuff that you are actually watching being sucked into the black hole, never to be seen again. Because, as you know, nothing, not even light, comes out of the black hole.
I still haven't seen it. That's the thing. It's out of focus. I don't care if I'll never see it again because I still haven't seen it. Well, I just want it to be an impressive photo. If it costs that much money and it took that much time and work, literally, if you guys go to @KevinandBean right now, either on Twitter or Instagram, Instagram stories, I took a picture, and I'm showing it to the room right now. This is a picture of one of Danielle's hair scrunchies. I turned the light off in the room, put the scrunchie on the floor, and took a photo of it. How much different is this than the black hole picture?
It's different in that it's much clearer.
This is in focus.
But the point is, this is an actual black hole, you guys.
Right.
And the reason I keep harping on it's the first ever photo is this is something that we have known has existed for 100 years, okay?
Right.
Albert Einstein said, here's what happens and this is what a black hole is. But it's taken us this long to get to the point where we could actually see what one looks like.
But I'm saying then just have patience for another year or so to get a clear picture.
It took 2 years to merge this data to get this photo.
Well, we should have spent two more years on the focus.
Don't you at least think it's pretty cool? It's something that until now we thought was unseeable. We didn't think this was even
possible. Oh, I hate to break the news to you. I hate to break the news to you. It's still unseeable. It is just a black image.
I'm going to go to Sev on line two in Long Beach here in 1 second. I mean, there were 200 scientists that have been working on this for much of 2 years, by
the way. Didn't one of them say, hey, should we get some focus?
That's not the point, Kevin.
That's my point.
The point is, it's a miracle that this photograph even exists.
So when I post blurry pictures on Instagram, I'm going to say it's a miracle that these photos even exist.
No, because you can do better. This is the absolute tops of the technology that we have.
That's not very good.
But listen to how I described how they had to do it. The fact that they had to use 9 different telescopes around the world and take 2 years to put the data together, that's what went into this photo.
Bean, I think you and I both know why they don't care.
Because
it was a 29-year-old woman that made this possible.
I don't even know that.
You know, because you're like, F Katie, I hate her. Right before the segment, I was like, way to go, Kevin.
It's odd.
Catherine Bowman has become the face of the team of scientists. She'll be the first to tell you that she could not have done it without all the help. But she is the one who came up with the algorithm that made it possible to put all that massive data together to make this image possible. And she's only 29 years old, you guys.
The big mouth broad calling in here and then running away.
All right, let's go to Sev.
Seems harsh.
Long Beach. Sev, help me out here. I'm not getting anywhere with Kevin. I don't know what it takes to impress this guy, but this photo of the black hole is not yet. What do you have, Sev?
Yeah. So you obviously stated that it's 55 million years, light years away.
Mm-hmm. That's
the thing about it took 55 million years for that data to arrive to Earth for us to measure it.
Okay.
So yeah,
is that it? Okay.
55 million years, and that's what we're seeing now. Imagine if we're right next to that black hole, what we would see right
now.
Are
you positive we're seeing that? Because I'm not even sure that it's a black hole.
I'm not even sure Sev is helping.
I don't think he is either, and he's on your side.
We appreciate the call, though. Thank you very much. Let's go to Todd. He's in Pasadena. He's on line four. We weren't even going to take calls on this, but the phones are ringing off the hook. Hey, Todd, what's up?
Hey, Bean, how are you doing this morning?
Good. Good morning.
Good morning. Man, this black hole thing is absolutely incredible. I can't believe that people don't realize what we're looking at. I mean, the science at the height of science. It's amazing right now.
It's a miracle. Am I lying? It's a miracle that it exists.
It's absolutely phenomenal. And for people not to understand what they're looking at, they just don't get it. I mean, we are so small considering what is out there.
I've seen these nerds.
Our friend Luke McGarry, who is a very funny artist, put up a cartoon that I just tweeted at Instagram, and it basically is a fat guy sitting on a copy machine taking pictures of his naked butt, and he says, did that one come out?
Black hole.
Right?
Got it.
Then you should love it.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:52.
Allie, did you tell us it's Brendan Urie's birthday today?
I sure did.
Who has better hair? Him or Brendan Flowers?
I'm going to go Brendan on this because it's got more of a like whoosh. Mm-hmm. Like it's thicker and kind of goes to the
whooshy.
Side.
Yeah.
And yeah, Brandon's is more like he spikes it up a little bit.
They're
he
both
needs
spectacular
more
hair, though.
Absolutely.
He needs more product.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Your Coachella ticket's coming up in about 5 minutes. Right now, though, we want you to text that same phone number at 1-800-520-1067. This is where you get to be the music director of the world-famous K-Rock. Any song you love, if we still have it, we'll play it for you. You've made some outstanding picks in recent weeks. Check it out. As you can see, it's all over the map. Whatever music you love that you've heard on K-Rock, text us right now, 1-800-520-1067. Text your 100. We'll play it for you. All right, Allie, take it away.
You know how Mike, the situation, Sorrentino, is in jail right now? He's serving his 8-month sentence for tax evasion. This is the guy from Jersey Shore.
Mm-hmm.
I have no skills.
Mm-hmm. Word came out yesterday from two of his castmates, Vinny and Polly. They were doing an interview with Jenny McCarthy. Everything about this, I'm like,
it's an amazing story.
So
far, this is a 10.
Wait until you hear the rest. It's going to skyrocket past a 10. According to Vinny and Polly, the situation has become real good friends with two of the guys he's serving time with. Fire Festival con man Billy McFarland, as well as George Garofano, who was behind the Jennifer Lawrence fappening nude photo leaks.
Canceled.
So the Fire Festival dude, fappening dude, and the situation are all hanging out.
That is disgusting.
It's...
How have they not figured out a way to make that a reality show?
Oh, they will, trust me. According to Polly, they're all playing Scrabble together. And then Vinny said this nugget. Imagine what he's learning in there from these guys. Oh, how to hack photos and post them of naked stars and how to tank a festival?
This is
like, what is he learning?
This is my reboot for Three Amigos.
Oh, I hate it so much. They also talked to Snooki. Who
says, what is going on?
Who said,
and it continues.
I'm not going to lie. I wish I had this and it wasn't in print. It's like he's in a senior home. He's playing bingo. He's helping people recover in jail. We all talk to him through email, so I talk to him like once a week. He's in the gym a lot, so he's probably going to come out totally ripped.
Hail Satan.
Holy crap.
What's happening in the
Any
world?
Comment from the Cash Me Outside girl?
No, not yet. Not yet. Hopefully soon. Oof. Bean, I can't believe you haven't been the one to tell me about this. About
what was that?
One of your favorite people, Scott Rogowski,
yes.
HQ Trivia host.
Yes.
Have you noticed he hasn't been on HQ Trivia since March 24th?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I got to be honest, I haven't been playing HQ Trivia.
You dipped out a little bit.
I did.
He kicked his ass and he just said, I can't do it.
Or once you win so many times, it starts to not be challenging.
Right. That's what I mean, yeah.
But he was great on that.
He was really great.
Yeah.
I feel like he's somebody who has hosting skills and could go on to something even better.
Well, here's what's happening. He got a job at another app for a show called Change Up. It's a Major League Baseball show. And he also wanted to keep doing HQ Trivia. This is according to TMZ. And sources say that the people at HQ were like, no, we want you for more than the weekend. No, you can't do both. And he's like, all right, see ya. So TMZ said that Scott told them that there's no hard feelings. His decision to leave was a difficult one, but he's super excited to begin his new chapter and hopes his HQties check him out on his new platform.
I count myself among his HQ.
Nope.
I do.
No, sir.
HQties!
That's what he calls him.
He is a big baseball guy. So
this is he is. Hardcore Mets fan.
Yeah, huge dream for him, I'm sure.
There you go.
That's good for him.
Mm-hmm.
Good for him, everybody. Good for him. You guys hear about this Mars Wrigley paid internship? It's a lot like the last one we heard about, their world's sweetest internship last year. But it's for someone that's willing to taste new candy flavors.
That would be spanking.
Would be spanking.
Amazing,
I'm
right?
In. Yep.
You also will be responsible for organizing public events and activities on behalf of the company. It's an 8 to 12 week Chicago-based internship. Fully paid. Testing new candy flavors. You're going to create a personalized chewing gum flavor. Visit Mars Wrigley facilities across the county. They want you to document it all on social media. Here's the thing. You need to be 21. Benefits include a signing bonus of 1 year's worth of candy. Okay.
I can do my part of the show from Chicago.
That's what I'm saying. Here's the weird part. They want someone who, quote, isn't afraid to ring every doorbell in every neighborhood on Halloween.
What does that mean?
I don't know. And they want you to, quote, be passionate about Chicago and prove that you can keep a potted peppermint plant alive for at least 8 weeks.
And I'm out.
What are you doing?
I don't know what's happening.
I don't even understand the job description.
Did you go into another story?
No, it's the
okay,
same
this is
story.
All the same story.
How do they make this uncool?
Exactly.
It sounded literally unstoppable.
But wait, you have to live with the situation in the fire festival guy?
Yes.
And then Scott,
play Scrabble.
Scott Rogowski comes in and quizzes you.
How about baseball?
About baseball.
Yeah, none of it makes sense. Why would you ring every doorbell on Halloween?
Yeah, are you selling candy or are you eating candy?
I don't know.
Do you think they mean you love candy so much that you go to each house to get more?
Oh,
is it possible?
I don't know.
It is a play on. It's basically saying, like, we need the most energetic, excited person, and then they tried to use, like, a candy metaphor.
Oh, okay.
But then, why a potted peppermint plant? Why do I have to keep that alive?
They need someone to write a better job description. That's the first hire.
Job
hire that person
doing.
First, then the candy dude.
Come on, Mars, write me.
At the bottom, we're also looking to pay a new publicist. Just right at the bottom.
All right, guys, I've got some birthdays for you. David Letterman, Saoirse Ronan, Brooklyn Decker, Brendan Urie, Andy Garcia, Ed O'Neill, Shannon Doherty, Claire Danes.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:10.
Whatever it is. No. You're close enough.
They have watches,
what
right?
What is time?
What is time? All I know is it's time for Keep It 100. Hit it, Steve.
I gotta keep it 100.
Keep it 100, baby.
Keep it 100.
Keep it 100.
Keep it 100.
Not gonna lie, I love this feature every Friday on the Kevin and Bean Show. Josh in Lake Balboa was texter number 99 this time around. He was looking for Kiss Them For Me by Susie and the Banshees.
Oh.
All right.
Which I'm not mad at, by the way.
Agreed.
Love it.
Texter 101 was Brand New, The Quiet Things That No One Ever Knows. Very intense song from Mariadette in West Covina. Thank you for that. But only one can be... Oops, wrong button. Only one can be Texter 100.
He's at the door. And,
who's in the neighborhood? And that is our friend Ryan from Long Beach, who joins us on K-Rock right now. Hey, Ryan, what's going on, buddy?
Morning, guys. How you doing?
We are good. Thank you.
I understand that you have texted before, correct?
Yes. I was texter 101, the week you guys picked Owl City.
Oh, we so should have gone with whatever you had.
So, to say I'm a little salty is an understatement.
That is funny. What was your song that day that we could have played instead of Owl City?
My song that week was Smashing Pumpkins.
Good enough. Don't care.
Oh, good choice. Okay. How did you decide what you wanted to hear this weekend?
I've been switching it up every week or so since then. So I was listening to Rock of the 80s, actually, and I heard this one. They played in Long Beach last year. I really love this song. Big fan of it. I haven't heard it on K-Rock in a while, so thought it'd be a good time to play it.
Fantastic. By the way, that Rock of the 80s is on K-Rock HD2, and it is fantastic. Anybody who loves that music that we used to play on that decade should definitely check it out. And you can stream it as well through radio.com. Ryan, I'm so glad you're listening. So glad you texted. Go ahead and introduce this song for us on K-Rock.
It's The Church with Under the Milky Way.
Keep it 100. Sometimes when this place gets kind of empty, sound of their breath fades with the light. I think about the loveless fascination
under the Milky Way tonight. Lower the curtain down in Memphis. Lower the curtain down, alright. I got no time for private consultation under the Milky Way tonight. Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might have known what you would find. And it's something quite peculiar. Something shimmering and white. It leads you here, despite your destination, under the Milky Way tonight. Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might I know why? Wish I knew what you were looking for. Might have known what you were finding.
Thanks, Freddie Snakeskin. That was for Ryan in Long Beach. He was Texter 100. His request, The Church and Under the Milky Way. I don't know how long it's been, Kevin, since we played that song on our show.
A long time.
It's been a while.
I love that song.
All right, Allie, you will remember The Church was a very successful Australian band. That song had a lot of popularity when it was in the Donnie Darko movie in 2006. But, of course, that's not when it was originally released. When was Under the Milky Way first on K-Rock?
Well, Ryan said he heard it on K-Rock Rock of the 80s. Mm-hmm. So I got the decade.
All right.
I would say, though, it's either 88 or 89, but I will go with 89. Eight.
Late. You can't. Why do you do this?
Because she gets credit for either one. Why can't that's why you she
just,
does it.
Why don't you just pick a year?
88.
Yes!
Oh, yay!
How about that?
February 15th, 1988. The Church and Under the Milky Way will do it. Keep it 100 again next week at this same time. Congratulations to Bianca Franco from Eastvale, California. She won 2 3-day passes to weekend number 2 of Coachella at the Empire Polo Grounds next weekend. This weekend is already underway at the K-Rock Coachella House. Our friend Kat Corbett is already there on the grounds. Hey, Kat.
I'm literally on the ground.
Already? Wow. We have had cold and blustery Coachellas. We have had Coachellas, the temperature of the surface of the sun. What's this weekend feeling like to you early going on a Friday?
It's feeling great. There's no wind here. It's really mild. You know, the K-Rock crew setting up the house. Mansion Air is going to be the first band on in just a little while. And everybody's just kind of waking up, but it's a beautiful day.
That's great. Now, speaking of the K-Rock House, I don't think people realize how much this has evolved in the last few years to become huge. I mean, it's like a dozen acts coming by all 3 days, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know how it is. We started with like a pack of Red Vines and like 2 bands, and now we're like 3 days, you know, open bar, swimming pool, and every hour is packed with great music.
Who are the highlights, the people that you urge us not to miss at krock.com from there?
Well, you know, we're going to have like the 1975 and Billie Eilish stopping by, and, you know, they're going to be talking. They're not going to be performing because, you know, they have to save it for later. But we have a lot of, you know, we have like Wallows and Rap Boy and Bob Moses. All of these bands will be performing and they can see them on the stream.
Okay. How about your Coachella picks for the weekend? Obviously, as we always talk about, you can't see everything. Kevin's policy is not to plan anything, just to wander from stage to stage and see what sounds good. How do you do it? How do you approach it?
Kevin's plan is the plan I like. I like having one or two things that I definitely want to see, but I like discovering stuff I don't really know and kind of stumbling into it. You know, obviously the Billie Eilish's of the world in 1975 and the Childish Gambinos, but I'm going to go a little bit for the wild cards right now, Bean.
All right.
And I'm going to talk about the K-pop band Blackpink.
Blackpink, okay.
Yeah. So maybe you got a little bit of Kill This Love.
We do, yes.
I do want to say that Bean, before we went on the air, said, I haven't heard them, but I've looked at them. Well, that was odd.
Well, they're not unattractive, and the point is they are an internet sensation, but I would imagine for most K-Rock listeners, Kat, this is going to be the first time they'll be anywhere where they can see them perform live.
I didn't pick them for their musicianship because, frankly, if you watch the video for that, it doesn't even look like they're singing. Like, they're the people who would be singing. But that video just set a record. It pushed Ariana Grande out of the way with over 56 million views on YouTube in the first day.
Wow.
So, 56 million
imagine,
in one day.
Yeah. So I imagine that what I picked them because I think it's going to be a scene in the Sahara tent tonight is what I'm saying.
Yeah, this is a huge weekend for K-pop when you consider that BTS is the musical guest on Saturday Night Live tomorrow night, and that Blackpink is going to be playing Coachella. We have Kat Corbett on the line from the K-Rock Coachella House. You can watch all weekend long at krock.com. Who's your next pick for the weekend, Kat?
My next pick is Tame Impala, who's the headliner for tomorrow night. They just dropped a new track called Borderline.
I am way in on Tame Impala. I'm so happy that they are headlining, too. That's the coolest.
And by the time they hit the stage, I think everybody's just going to be in that good buzz mood and want to, like, dance and hang out. Like, I think they're a perfect way to headline Saturday night.
I do, too.
Oh, yeah. Saturday night is a perfect Kevin with, like, glow sticks, wearing, like, huge go-go boots. That's about the perfect
pasties on his nipple.
Unicorn horn.
All right,
he's
one more.
Stuff you can't name. Yeah, that's Kevin.
He's huffing glue.
Forgot the glue. Damn it.
One more pick from the weekend. You got one that's not a headliner, but maybe will be next year.
Yeah, and not even a K-Rock artist, but I'm totally going outside my comfort zone and recommending that you see Kacey Musgraves around 5:50 today on the main stage.
And we're going to play a song from them, from her?
Slow Burn, I think, was the track you picked, Bean.
Yes, let's hear some Kacey Musgraves.
I'm all right with a slow burn. Taking my time, let the world turn. I'm going to do it my way. It'll be all right if we burn it down.
Kacey Musgraves is the country singer for people who don't like country music. And I'm telling you, Kevin, you would be very impressed with her show. She gets a little psychedelic. She's got a great band. By and see some Kacey Musgraves.
Right, yeah, she's huge right now.
You can't
she's
make me Bean.
Everything.
She is. She's great. And I'm telling you, she won the freaking Album of the Year at the Grammys. That's how mass appeal she is, Kevin. And I'm telling you, I think you will enjoy her. I really, really do. At least try. At least a little bit.
I'll try.
Okay. All right. Before we let you go, Kat, you have a very big weekend because it is, in addition to Coachella, it is also, as it always lines up on the calendar, Record Store Day tomorrow. And you have put a million hours into a project that is unveiled tomorrow for the public to buy. Tell us about it.
Well, it took a whole team to get it together. We're releasing our very first K-Rock vinyl compilation for locals only. So We Are Here Music, thanks to them, they pressed all the vinyl. And a big thanks to Amoeba Records in Hollywood. So if you're there tomorrow, the first 300 people in line at Amoeba for Record Store Day will get a free copy of the K-Rock Locals Only vinyl compilation.
All right.
Wow. Yeah.
That's amazing. Yes. And these are bands that your listeners for the Locals Only show, they all voted on. So they've got huge fan bases in Southern California, and they're bands that every K-Rock fan should know, right?
Exactly. And these are the ones who play the Locals Only Fest. And there's also some limited copies at We Are Here Music, but all of this info is at krock.com.
All right. Sounds great. Well, I'm sure I hope you're going to be saving any texts you get from Kevin this weekend.
How dare you?
Because he has a long tradition of texting you utter nonsense during the weekend. And you have a great time out there. We'll be listening to you live at the Coachella House later this afternoon, okay?
Thank you.
All right.
It's a shame there's no way to recap things that happened during the week.
Yeah, people miss a ton of stuff. Right.
It is weird that we do so many things and then no one knows what happens at the end.
I know, I barely listen.
I know some people after work and most others are still asleep, so it's lucky that your boy Jensen wraps up every week, because Kevin saw the Kings play on Saturday night and was successful in terrifying Bert Kreischer's wife. We wondered, do you tip when you take out food? And we spoke to Zach Levi, who seemed like a cool dude. If peeps seem to be a thing you either love or not, and Bean's neighbor is a dick who doesn't have a parking spot. Bean did Cardi B and Kevin rap as Dr. Dre. That's the only proof we needed for the Hall of Fame. We asked, do you have a favorite kid to see what people say? And learn that most of y'all should have your kids taken away. Lieutenant Dan was noble and we made our parents proud. We asked Dr. Drew if you could fart out of your mouth. Flash Phillips is a legend straight from the past. If you missed that sh- download the podcast.
Flash Phillips.
Jensen, great job as always. I hear that and it makes me feel like the show is better than it is.
Oh, thank you, Flash.
Hell, you actually make us sound like we got a lot going on. But you really should get the podcast. If you're only hearing a few minutes on your way to and from work or whatever, there's a lot more to that, and you can get it at radio.com or wherever you get your podcast. It is Friday, and it means it's time for Friday. A final look at what's happening. Here's Allie McKay.
It's Friday, first of all, so just stay.
Yeah, yeah.
There it is. We took it back. So remember, a couple weeks ago, we saw that presentation from Apple about their new streaming service, and we all went...
I barely remember it.
Yeah, we all kind of went, wow, that was underwhelming. It's like they were like, hey, we should get this done. Oh, no one's got anything, any clips or anything?
Lame.
That's cool. We'll just bring out Spielberg. People think it's cool. It wasn't great. That's why when Disney Plus came out and did their whole programming spiel up there, it was amazing. And quite frankly, it's one of those things that we all said, oh, Disney Plus streaming service, how much is it going to be? Now we have to add a whole other thing. Yeah. I can't understand anyone that's not going to get this. I'll say it right now. Disney Plus is going to launch in the U.S. on November 12th, 2019 for $6.99 per month.
Yeah! Way lower than I thought.
Way lower
than it should be.
Yep. They might be listening.
Sorry.
It's a great price, Disney. We're glad you did it. But not only are they going to have all the Disney shows, but they're also going to be the exclusive streaming home for films released by the Walt Disney Studios in 2019 and beyond, including Captain Marvel, Avengers Endgame, Aladdin, Toy Story 4, The Lion King, Frozen 2, Star Wars Episode 9. This is where you'll see it.
Yeah,
not to mention, I mean, all the Pixar, Marvel, Nat Geo, Star Wars, and most of Fox programming.
I am nothing without my following.
Well, it's going to be incredible, you guys.
Sounds great.
I kind of can't wait for this.
I can't imagine having a kid and not buying. I mean, they're going to get everyone who has a child.
Oh, I can't imagine not having a kid and not buying.
Yeah,
I mean, just for all those movies, that's the exclusive place to see them.
Yeah.
Plus my Hannah Montana reruns. I mean, come on. I need this.
I'm hoping those residual dollars... because Boy Meets World got added on.
Oh, there you go.
Let's hope it makes more sense than the one that they run on cable.
Oh, speaking of residuals, Phineas and Ferb is going to do a little comeback on Disney Plus. Mm. So if they're going to run old Phineas and Ferb, Allie's getting paid. Right? Who's with me? Another feature touted by Disney CEO Bob Iger is the fact that all content, new and old, available for streaming on Disney Plus is also available for offline viewing for anyone with an active account. So
that's incredible.
That's incredible.
That is great.
Right?
That's incredible.
You weren't listening. What did I say, Kevin?
You said it's going to be available.
Nope, that wasn't the point.
I could see it in his eyes. He's like, I'm just going to repeat. That's incredible.
Kevin is at Coachella already, you guys.
No one will catch this.
He's walking to Casey Musgraves right now.
Good God.
It's going to be available offline also.
So you could be on a plane.
Yeah.
On a train.
On a boat.
An automobile.
I mean, so many places.
In the black hole.
In a black hole.
Sure.
You could be riding a horse and watching movies.
I mean, air. I don't know exactly when I would do that, but okay.
Just telling you.
Really?
A lot of places you could be.
Is that so?
Mm-hmm. So a lot of people were questioning why Emmy Rossum would leave the Showtime hit Shameless.
All you have to do is call this toll-free telephone number.
No, we're not doing that. Because she was making a ton of money. She was beloved on that show, and it's a hit show. Well, we now know what her next gig is. I'm going to say giggity is.
You did.
Her next giggity.
So weird. She's going to be developing scripted content.
With her dude, right?
Her husband, Sam Ismail, is set to produce some of the stuff, including...
Giggity.
I'm not going to lie. I can't wait for this. It's the first project that she's involved with. It will be NBC Universal's Angeline. Written by Nancy Oliver, who did Lars...
Oh, is this about our Angeline?
Yes.
Los Angeles' Angeline?
It's written by Nancy Oliver, who did Lars and the Real Girl, which is one of my favorite movies.
Love it.
It's awesome.
And inspired by features in The Hollywood Reporter about a mysterious billboard model in L.A.
Kevin, who are we talking about right now?
Billie Eilish?
Nope.
Oh, my God.
Who are we talking about right now, the billboard
Casey
model?
Casey Musgrave?
No, Kevin. Think hard. They're making a movie about who?
Angeline.
There you go.
Thank you.
Fourth attempt.
You got it.
Come on now.
She wears nylons with open-toed shoes.
I think we've all seen her in person,
too. Oh, absolutely.
Every one of us has seen her in person.
Well, now you haven't seen her face for a long time because she covers it with a fan.
There's a lot. Yeah. Right. But I do love that you take a picture with her and then she just holds out her hand. Yeah. And you pay her. Just take a picture.
I bought gas on the other side of the pubs from her one day.
That is a great story. I'd like to buy make a movie out of it.
When you see her in the wild, it's kind of exciting.
That's what you want me to listen to?
Angelina movie is going to be great from the Lars and the Real World people? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be great.
Lars and the Real Girl. Yeah. Wonderful. And Sam... So Emmy Rossum and Sam Ismail. Set to produce as well.
You're not fooling anybody.
Mr. Robot.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
And the Julie Roberts show that you loved, Bean.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I do. Homecoming.
Homecoming.
Yeah, it was great.
I mean, everything about this is a hit. only Kevin would have listened.
Yep. Kevin doesn't listen to our show, by the way, is what we've just learned.
How dare you?
I mean, can you blame him?
Honestly, he probably already...
1-800-580.
No, please don't call.
Nope.
Please. He probably already dropped Molly.
Kevin, you okay?
Look at my eyes.
Yeah. That's why we're asking.
Why do you keep rubbing Chip's back? It's just kind of weird.
Why are you licking the carpet?
That's not
right.
Chip. Some birthdays for you.
Please.
David Letterman, Ed O'Neill, Shannon Doherty, Andy Garcia, Claire Danes, Saoirse Ronan, Brooklyn Decker, and Brendan Urie.
The big mouth broad calling in here and running away.
Okay. I
mean, that's what's happening.
On your drive home today, listen to a Stryker's commercial free-for-all, a random act of helpfulness from the SoCal helpful Honda dealers.
You're going to tell us something about next week?
No, I never do that. I actually end with that, and then we go into Don Bogart, but now we're going to promote Kat, who's
okay.
at the Coachella
All right, I'm sorry. I thought every other day we do.
We don't.
What's on the next Kevin and Bean show
we
every single day.
We do not ever do that on Fridays.
Kat Corbett is coming up next at the Coachella House, sponsored by Del Taco, who brought by delicious food to us this morning as well. Don't forget, Beyond Tacos are coming to Del Taco on April the 25th. They are made with Beyond Meat, 100% plant-based protein. The future of tacos is coming, and it's delicious. Okay, now. But next week, though, what I'm saying.
Next week, you guys.
I never.
Phil Kogan is going to be on the show.
I never.
Also,
ever
garbage
say that.
Stops by. All right. You don't want to miss it.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
That's a trap.
Roll another one.
All things sweaty, I'm not eating.
Just like the other one.
Damn straight about that.
This one seems to be about to quit.
I'm sorry, I can't. I just can't.
And I need another hit.
Well, I got to tell you, Gumby, it might make you feel good that when I was 4, I had a Gumby and Pokey action figures. Unfortunately, my dog got to them.
It's a great story.
Roll another one.
Is it racist if I say Africa?
Just like the other one.
I can assure you it isn't funny.
This one seems to be about this man.
Have you ever been on Lufthansa airline before?
And I don't have another cent.
So Kevin, he's like one of those guys who's constantly doing an impression of a smart guy.
Is it all right with you if I touch your penis?
Just pass it around.
I would really enjoy that right now.
And
don't go like
that joint, my friend.
I want to do
glorious
stuff for my friend.
Just pass it on down.
What a job. Thank you, Kevin, very much. Where's Kevin sitting? He's around here someplace. Kevin, thank you.
What the hell's going on here? Jeez, I thought we were almost finished. Good golly, Miss Molly. Boy, this is f***ing ponderous, man. Ponderous, f***ing ponderous.
That's perfect. That's good. That's good. I like that. How much you charge? Huh? That's better than any therapy I ever got.
Bong, bong.
Biscuits forward.